the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the kick in the grass.
Here's another reason why WYSL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer Mr. Zero Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsford and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos, and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Happy Columbus Day to everybody out there, especially all of our Italian listeners, and I'm sure they're celebrating the big day today. We'll be breaking big local soccer news on the show tonight with the announcement by Rochester Lancers owner Soccer Sam Fantuzzo of the first men to be inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame. That will take place at the Lancers Syracuse Silver Knights indoor soccer match on Saturday, November 19th at 7 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. And we'll have one of those inductees on our show a little bit later on to talk about the Wall of Fame and other things having to do with soccer. And also we'll give you all the latest international soccer news and commentary about Wayne Rooney, the Bafana of South Africa, and the last qualifying matches for Euro 2012. And our host, who just might be one of those Lancer Wall of Fame members, we'll have to wait and see, here's Joe Sirianni.
Well, Andrew, it's certainly a very nice thing that our friend Soccer Sam Fantuzzo is preparing to do as far as this celebration of Lancer Wall of Fame inductees. I think that if you look back a little bit at how soccer began in Rochester and where we are right now, I think that the pioneers of those days, you know, there were many, and it's going to be exciting to see who are the people that has been selected by the process of the Sam's employed. And we're just gonna feel proud that we're gonna announce the Sam's gonna be on our show, and he's gonna announce the selection. In any event, I think that for those who get selected and those who don't get selected, I think that you have to look that the people that get selected are the people that really not only did it, but it took everybody to do it. So even though they're not, you know, there are some that are not on the list, certainly for those who are on the list, I think that whatever award or whatever accolades they get are due to the rest of the people that made soccer what it is in Rochester.
Absolutely. So we'll be getting to those names. Top of the hour, Soccer Sam will join us and give us the lowdown of all the names. We'll talk a bit about each of the people. And since Joe's the expert, he knows everybody on this list, of course. He can give us the background. And if you don't know some of the names, you should probably know most of them, but maybe a couple might be unfamiliar to you. So we'll be sure to talk about that. And by the way, also at the game on November 19th, they're going to unveil the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship banner. So you don't want to miss that game. That's Saturday the 19th, 7 p.m. It's the second home match for the Lancers against Syracuse. The home opener is Saturday, November 12th, 1 p.m. against the Missouri Comets at the Blue Cross Arena. And the first ever match will be November 4th in Syracuse. Joe and I will be taking a road trip to see the rebirth of the Lancers after over 30 years.
So that's for sure. And I'm sure that I'm going to revive my gold jacket with the emblem on Rochester Lancers, if it fits, that is. So
how about me in a suit and tie? I don't know. We'll see. We got have prime seats in the press box at the On Center. But a couple of things we want to mention before we go to our first break. In case we don't hit them, we want to congratulate Jurgen Klinsmann, the coach of the U.S. men's national team, for his first victory as U.S. coach. 1-0 win over Honduras, thanks to Clint Dempsey's beautiful first half goal, and Tim Howard with another shutout. Just a tremendous athlete. You know, one of Dick Howard's favorites, of course, plays for Everton in the Premiership. U.S. will face Ecuador at Red Bull Arena this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. It's on ESPN2. It's the first match ever for the national team at the Red Bull Arena. Of course, Joe, they got Tim Ream. You got Jozy Altidore, of course, played for the Red Bulls and the Metro Stars. So did Tim Howard. And Juan Agudelo plays for the Red Bulls. It's going to be a great atmosphere. And Ecuador won their first World Cup qualifying match. Unbelievably, they're already starting in 2011 to qualify for the 2014 World Cup. They beat Venezuela at 12,000 feet in Quito 2-0. So.
See, and that is one of the things that, you know, the American fan who are in doubt of soccer in the process that... is used. Here we are in 2011, and we already, you know, we already have the selection in place, the tournament, to be able to qualify for the final. You know, so, you know, it isn't just a city, it isn't just a town, it isn't just the United States. It's the whole world that is competing. I think there is, to the best of my knowledge, it's like 178 countries.
At least, you know, probably that, more than that.
And there are new countries that are emerging every day. And we can talk to Dick Howard about that because he has the number, and it would be good that we have the numbers so we can be sure that we said the right thing.
So that'll be Tuesday, 7 p.m., and the name most everyone will know from Ecuador is Antonio Valencia, plays for Manchester United. So, but right after that, literally following that ESPN2, Mexico against Brazil from the Torreo Corona in Mexico, and I'm sure that probably will at least triple the ratings of the U.S. match, I would imagine.
So, if you really examine those two teams, okay, Mexico is a team that has come a long way and is playing great balls. I mean, they play in the ball, with the ball on the ground. They have they play beautiful soccer, what you call beautiful soccer. And Argentina the same way. So, you know,
Argentina did play beautiful soccer this weekend.
And Brazil, you know, those countries that you know, I think that. Brazil is one of the countries that people try to emulate because of their skill, and you know, I talk to myself and sometimes I ask myself the question, why you know, Brazilian players and young from the young age, they are blessed with so many talents, you know, with skill, so many skills that they have, and the rest of the world maybe there's only a few that have those skills.
Because they play from the time they were born with a soccer ball on their foot, and they play all the time, and that's why they develop the skills they do. They play in the streets, they play everywhere in Brazil. It's a national tradition, a national obsession. That's why it's a big country. So you get a lot of great talent, and it's going to be a great match to watch. It'll be very entertaining. So Tuesday night, you don't want to miss it. It's ESPN2, U.S. against Ecuador, and then right after that, Mexico against Brazil. We're going to take our first break now. When we come back, we'll have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, with all the rest of the international news. Certainly a lot going on right now with Euro 2012, controversy with Wayne Rooney, and the unspeakable mistakes and blunders of the South African national team. We're going to talk about that next here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Hahnemann from the U.S. Men's National Team. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Maybe I'm dreaming, but if you want to leave, take good care. You find a lot of nice things to wear, but then a lot of nice things turn bad.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton. With a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, with six locations in the Rochester area, is your full-service auto parts store, servicing both wholesale and retail customers. New Way Auto Parts is the first choice for local repair shops and dealers for over 50 years. Shop where the pros do at New Way Auto Parts. Go to HanAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HANAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins. Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me, salvatores.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets may be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011, and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of both the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame and the 1970 Rochester Lancers NASL Championship Team, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
Your international report with Dick Howard is brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Top Notch Monogramming in Pittsburgh. Get your early Christmas shopping done and all your monogramming needs. Get those special monogram shirt or that jersey for your favorite person on your Christmas list. 248-2650. Talk to Tony and tell him you heard it on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Dick, how you doing tonight?
Not too bad at all, Andrew. Nice to chat to you again.
Buonasera.
Buonasera, Joe, and congratulations on the announcement.
Thank you very much.
Well, we haven't officially made the announcement yet, so...
They haven't made it yet. So we scooped.
We make it at 7 o'clock, but if people can guess what you were talking about, Dick, it's okay.
When they talk about Joe Sirianni in Rochester, they just think Lancers soccer. That's synonymous, one and the other.
You know what I said. When we preview the thing that Soccer Sam's going to announce tonight is that, the people that really are made soccer what it is in Rochester is everybody from 1966 to 1985. All those people that really came and they stayed and they, some stayed and they got married in Rochester. Some came and they went. And they come back, but the reality of the things that when we had the reunion of of the Lancer, there were so many that came back, and many others would have come back, but they were not available to, because there is a thing that we once a Lancer, always a Lancer. You cannot forget.
That's a good statement to make, Joe. I think once a Lancer, always a Lancer, because it really was unique. And yes, players and the off-the-field staff were involved maybe with other clubs, but there was something special about the Lancers, and it's great that the name is being continued now with the indoor team and that people are being recognized, for their contributions. And certainly, you always are right up there, Joe.
Yeah,
so
but
I hope I've not scooped everything, but...
No. But you know what, Dick? The only analogy that I really would like to make between then and now, and you were part of then, because and you're part of of our show, but you are also a part of a great organization, FIFA, and you live and breathe soccer. But the reality of the thing is that when we did it in the beginning, we did it because we loved the sports,
mm-hmm.
and there was no money to be had, and there was no. There was really the passion that existed then. Soccer right now is played in many instances, is played as a condition of making a living.
Mm-hmm.
In our days it was just because we loved the sport. And we made a little money. If we made a little money, it was a plus. So the difference is that you look at the passion. And the passion, the passion is for the people that buy a ticket that they go and watch the games now. The passion is for the people that risk their well-being to believe in the sports that in those days they were not very familiar with.
Yeah, no, and it's true, Joe. Because I know I don't remember the gentleman's name, but I met somebody at a recent when I came to watch the Western New York Flash play a game, and that weekend I bumped into a gentleman who followed, the Lancers from the early days in Aquinas Stadium, and he was still following the team. And it's great that you've got that loyalty and fans that really were brought up with the Lancers and are still involved in the game in some capacity, and certainly coming to watch the games, which is it's really unique. And I think that it's just tremendous that now that there's an indoor team that's carrying the name of the Lancers.
Well, Dick, I want to personally and publicly give my condolences to the home country of Lennon Steenkamp, South Africa. This has been probably the worst weekend in sporting history for South Africa. First of all, the defending Rugby World Cup champions, the Springboks, were knocked out in the quarterfinals against their rivals from Australia. After totally dominating the match, they lost 11-9. And then the most crazy, unthinkable, nutty blunder in the history, I think, of soccer, recent soccer. South Africa did not qualify for the African Cup of Nations because for some reason they did not understand their qualification rules about how teams would finish if they were tied. It's incredible. And the fact that they did a victory lap after they drew with Sierra Leone, thinking they had qualified, and then find out after the fact that they didn't qualify, and now they're filing a protest, it's insane. It is absolutely insane at this time and this place, with all the information that's out there, that something this simple could be missed. I'm shocked.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. When you mention Lennon Steenkamp, it's great, given the injury that he received, that he's still actively involved in the game, I believe. So that's tremendous, but certainly not tremendous when you look at, the fine print. And certainly with national associations, you have to be totally in tune with all the qualifications with regards to you know, whatever tournament, whether it's a Confederation tournament or whether it's a World Cup tournament. And FIFA are very strict and very good in that respect with regards to making national associations aware of what the requirements are. No excuses.
That's right. Then what happened is, for those of you who didn't know, is that the rules for the African Cup of Nations, African Nations Cup, is that if there were teams tied in the group stage, the head-to-head matches between the teams would decide who goes through, and South Africa ended up losing out to Niger, who has never qualified in it before for this tournament, and South Africa had the chance to win a spot. And instead of going for a victory, they played for a scoreless tie, and they paid the price. So, but the funny thing is, they said that the next tournament is going to be held in South Africa, so they automatically qualify as the hosts. So I guess they don't have to worry about it in 2013, I believe it is. But Joe, what do you do? I mean,
it is unbelievable. But sometimes people take things for granted, and they just overlook the, you know, the little details, and probably that's what happened. But Andrew and I were talking before the show, Dick, and we were talking about the beautiful game of soccer, and now, you know, the World Cup in Brazil is the next venue where soccer will be played in the world stage. And how many? And we were trying to find out. I said something like 170 plus country are geared to qualify for this event. How many countries? Do you know how many countries really are competing?
Well, you've got 208 member associations in FIFA, and it's usually 170, 180 countries that actually enter into the qualifying stages. This is the part really where you look at some countries, you know, what chance have you got of making it through, but they still feel that there's that chance, and you're seeing it, of course, now in CONCACAF, where you're going through the qualifying rounds, and of course Asia has started also, so as well as South America. So you've got certainly with the smaller countries that rarely get beyond the qualifying stages, but they still feel that they're in with a chance, and it's certainly happening in CONCACAF, where you've got a country like Bermuda beat Trinidad and Tobago, who of course competed in the World Cup. They made it to the finals, and suddenly now they lose to Bermuda, and they're now in with a difficult situation, because of course they're in with Guyana, who topped that group in CONCACAF qualifying. So it's always of interest to the national associations, but in reality you could just list probably 30, possibly 40 countries that will actually be in contention in the final analysis.
Sure. By the way, John Barry Newsom, the son of the former Lancer John Newsom, played and started for Bermuda in that stunning victory. It really is a stunning victory, because Bermuda is not known as a soccer power. They're more into cricket themselves. But I know Dick Canada did very well in their match against St. Lucia, winning by a touchdown, 7-0. And they'll be hosting Puerto Rico tomorrow night at BMO Field. So it should be an exciting match.
Yeah, it was good. They got a few goals. Simeon Jackson with that hat-trick in the first half, and Olivier Ocean and Ian Hume getting two apiece in the second half. It'll be probably a little bit more difficult against Puerto Rico, but arguably their toughest series will be against St. Kitts and Nevis, who tied Puerto Rico at the weekend, and Canada play them home and home in November. That will be the tough part, but Canada is expected, of course, to progress and enter into a group, arguably a difficult group, with Cuba, Honduras, and in all likelihood Panama.
Dick, before we go to Europe and talk a little bit about what's happening over there, Andrew and I were discussing the players' development program, and because you are so in tune with that, because you travel and you teach and you tell us, I mean, we were talking about Brazil producing so many great players. And, you know, we were talking about, Argentina and Mexico, and Brazil, this upcoming match between Brazil and Mexico, and how good skills those two teams have in the ball. I mean, what is it, in your opinion, this development, this progression of great soccer player that comes from, like, Brazil or Argentina or Mexico, even Mexico?
Well, I think, Joe, there's a passion and, a uniqueness with regards to the world game in those countries that you mentioned, and youngsters that want to progress and play on the world stage. And in those countries, you've got clubs that have excellent development programs, and you look at the Mexican teams that have done so well in age group tournaments and FIFA age group tournaments, under 17, under 20 in recent years, Chile in under 20, some of the players that played here in 2007 are doing well, such as a young man that's playing with your team Juventus, Arturo Vidal. There's an excellent development program in those countries, and the players then from that kind of environment are moving to Europe, where of course the money is. But it's all very much tied in with the overall development program that's being offered in those countries, and it doesn't surprise me when I see top Brazilian players or Argentinian players or Mexican players moving to play in Europe from that kind of environment. But you've got in Canada and the United States many talented players. I think the challenge now to Major League Soccer is to create an environment now with the establishment of academies, and Toronto FC are putting one in, a $20 million investment into an academy in an airport area sort of north of Toronto, sort of north central area. And hopefully in the years ahead that young players will come through that environment to play not only for Toronto FC, but then maybe go into Europe. And we've seen it certainly with other countries, and why not in the States and Canada, because there are players in those countries.
Well, I think we only got a couple minutes left. We want to touch on what's happening tomorrow in Europe. Huge matches to qualify for Euro 2012. One of the most interesting ones is going to be Ireland hosting Armenia, especially with the news today that Robbie Keane, the Irish captain, will be unavailable. He was injured playing for the Galaxy. Ireland needs a draw against Armenia to qualify as the second place team. If Armenia pulls an upset, they would go in to the qualifying, the second round of qualifying with the four or the eight second place teams. A couple of very interesting matches: France and Bosnia Herzegovina at the Stade. Paris.
That's going to be an interesting one, because people say, oh, France, no problem. But you look at Bosnia-Herzegovina, they've got some excellent players, Omen Dzeko amongst others, and it's not going to be easy for Les Bleus in that game. If I was watching one game, that probably would be the game I would be watching tomorrow.
I think the match against Denmark hosting Portugal, I think, is really the mouth-watering match, because both teams are level. Denmark must win to top the group, and you want to top the group or be the best second-place team to automatically go through. And it's a good chance both those teams may actually do that, because Sweden would have to get a result in Holland to be the best second-place team, and that's probably pretty unlikely. Then, of course, the Scots have to win in Spain, really, to get to that second qualifying stage, and that's going to be a very difficult task.
Very tough. You look at Spain, perfect record so far, and they're not going to slip up. And it's going to be tough for Scotland, of course. You probably put your money on the Czech Republic going through as a second-place team in that group at the present time. But having said that, never say never with these Scottish teams, because they, on occasion, have produced some excellent performances. But it's going to be very tough against arguably one of the top national teams in the world.
And the other big news, and Joe, we're talking about it, Wayne Rooney being red carded.
I don't know why you're going to mention that. It's just incredible, isn't it?
Because basically they know already that he will be suspended for the first group match in Euro 2012. The Thursday they will decide if it is more than one match. And Capello has already said that he will not include Rooney in any matches up to Euro 2012, because they have to change their entire formation now to account for Wayne Rooney not playing. And with Rooney in such great form, it's a huge blow to England. It really is.
He's got good good attacking players. But it's not been a good week for the Rooney family, has it? On and off the field. So,
that's
something that you can maybe mention to your listeners. But it must be very tough for a Fabio Capello when you've got a player with so much potential, and he just, you know, goes into what we call a red mist and commits fouls, and it could certainly affect England, depending on who they play, of course, in Euro competition. But if the suspension is for more games,
he's so difficult.
Whether it's Sir Alex Ferguson or Fabio Capello, you know, two outstanding managers, two of the top managers in the world, and they've got a player like that with that potential, they must shake their heads at times.
You know, one comforting thought about all this that, you know, our Calcio Popoli in Italy devastated soccer, and you know, it upset the whole soccer scene in Italy, and you know, it's sad to see the other country have the same problem with betting on games.
That's Wayne Rooney's father, by the way, is in big trouble because of this, and
his uncle.
But that's on a happy note. We want to congratulate the best women's soccer player in the WPS by far, Christine Sinclair. She has been honored to carry. She's been honored by her teammates in the Pan American Games, which start this weekend in Guadalajara, Mexico. She will carry the Canadian flag for the Canadian national team, as the Canadian women will be one of the two favorites in the women's soccer tournament, along with Brazil. So it should be. I know we're very happy for Christine, member of the Western Europe
Flag. Great honor. I hopefully will see her, because I will be in Guadalajara for part of the Pan Am Games tournament. There's a FIFA CONCACAF seminar, so hopefully I'll get to see Christine. But great honor for her, but credit to a quality young lady. She's done tremendously well for the Canadian national team. She's a great representative, and as you've seen with the Western Europe Flash, she's certainly great both on and off the field.
Dick, I've got to say that I'm very envious of you for all the things that you do for soccer and the place that you go.
When are you going down, Dick?
Yeah, I'm going down in a couple of weeks' time, so I'll probably see some of the final games in the Pan Am Games tournament.
Should be very interesting. Of course, unfortunately, the U.S. not in the men's or women's tournament in the Pan American Games. Maybe we can correct that in 4 years when it's in Toronto. But, Dick, thanks for being on the show as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great. Thanks, guys. And again, Joe, congratulations. Couldn't have happened
Thank
to a nicer
much.
Guy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dick. Dick Howard, live from Toronto here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the owner of the MISL Rochester Lancers, Salvatore Soccer San Fantuzzo, and we will announce the first inductees into the Lancers Wall of Fame. That's next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Ravens, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Is your family growing and it's time to move up to your next home? You can afford to build your next home. Why buy an existing house with someone else's problems when a new construction Faber home will be built to suit your style and your needs? Faber homes are in communities with good schools, parks, and the conveniences your family needs. Visit a Faber Homes model today at Berkshire Park in Henrietta, and coming soon, Regency Park in Greece. Give Faber Homes a call today at 359-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for homes starting at $139,900. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
The Rochester Rhinos are offering early bird season ticket specials for 2012. Club seat passes are just $200, and buying two club passes will get you a free parking pass. Also, the Rhinos are offering season tickets in 20 different sections for under $10 a match, and a family can purchase four season tickets starting at $20 total per match. Tickets can be purchased at the Salem Stadium box office or by calling the Rhinos at 454-KICK. The Rhinos thank all their fans for supporting the team in 2011 and look forward to seeing you again in 2012.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The one place in town to get all your gear is the Soccer Shack. The Soccer Shack on Monroe Avenue. Shoes, balls, goalkeeper equipment, referee supplies, the best selection in town. All of the name brands. Fans, the widest and the best selection of jerseys in Western New York is at the Soccer Shack. National team, EPL, MLS, and more. The Soccer Shack, 2298 Monroe Avenue, 244-1460.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
And as usual, our crack engineer, Bob D'Angelo, fresh off his vacation, comes up with the best bumper music there is. Here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, Andrew Battisti and Joe Sirianni. And now we're going to announce the 2012 Wall of Fame inductees for the Rochester Lancers. Still trying to get a hold of Soccer Sam to help us out, but Sam said go ahead and make the announcement without him if he couldn't make it, because he's been tied up with Lancers business all this past weekend. So
the season is almost here. They got a lot of things to do. And that's for sure. It's one of those things that meetings, and you don't know when that's all about.
We're less than a month away. So we're going to start off with the members of the ownership who have been nominated, will be in the Wall of Fame. And at the top of the list, of course, is Charlie Schiano, the man who came up with this idea in the first place, and his partner, Pat Nadolfo.
Well, actually, that, you know, not to correct you, but the guys that came up with the idea of having Lancers, it was a guy, Tony Pulano.
And he's also inducted as well.
He's the guy that convinced Pat and Charlie to be part of the organization and form the Lancers. You know, as we know it now.
Of course, you know this show because you were there when exactly. It happened, too. At the Italian-American Sport Club, the original club.
Exactly.
Literally out of the closet.
They had a meeting. They had, at that time, the Italian-American Sports Club was a very progressive club, just as it is right now. And they were very, they had won a national cup. And, you know, the next step was to go professional. So they decided that they needed to have somebody that was a figurehead, so to speak, and they recruited Charlie Schiano and Pat Nadolfo, because in those days they used frequent Italian American Sports Club, and there were other people involved in this, like the guys like Patsy Frank, Ed Merante, and a few other people that they were part of the organization, and that's how the Lancers were formed. So the reality, just much just like Sam is doing right now, to form in the Lancers, it's just reliving the whole episode, the whole thing, the whole formation of the new.
A lot of
the
people
team,
involved.
Just like it happened right now.
And we are now joined by, speaking of Sam, the owner of the MISL Rochester Lancers and himself an inductee into the Italian-American Community Center Sports Hall of Fame. That'll be on November 5, so make sure you get your tickets for that. And you can call 594-8882 for that to get tickets for it. And we're joined now by Soccer Sam. His appearance brought to you by Salvatore's. 20 locations, over 20 locations. One number, 234-5555. Sam, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, well, we just announced Pat D'Analfo, Charlie Sciano, and Tony Pulano. The fourth owner that was being inducted is Nuri Sabuncu. And, Joe, go ahead and give us a bit of background on Nuri.
Well, Nuri came into the picture, you know, on a later date when the Lens were already formed. And Nuri was a player. He played for the Italian American Sports Club. He's a center forward. They used to travel from Syracuse to Rochester to play. And I remember that in those days, we, you know, talking about people that play soccer because they loved it. He used to come and dress and undress in his car, you know. So
a little too much information.
So
there,
that's the way the teams were in those days. And you know, he became instrumental. He became a very prominent businessman in Rochester, and he put a lot of money into the sports and into the team.
Sam, why don't you tell us how the names, how the people were selected for the Wall of Fame?
Well, we picked a committee of people that have been around the Lancers for many, many years. Alex Lloyd, the Dean of Soccer, of course, was with the Lancers from almost day one. Michael Lewis, who covered the Lancers from pretty much day one. Nelson Capello, who was not only a fan, but eventually got drafted and played for the Lancers and one of the few American players that we all came to love. Legendary trainer Joe Sirianni, who obviously says it all about Red Card. He's been there from day one. Karen D'Analfo Ercole. And I picked people that were kind of around the club from almost day one. They kind of knew all the players from different teams, and each person picked 10 people other than themselves or any family members. They couldn't pick, obviously, and that's where I came up with it.
Okay, well, let's do our next group of people, and let's as Dick Howard teased, and we teased the beginning of the show. No, of course, Joe Sirianni is one of the first inductees. So congratulations, Joe. You're as much a part of the Lancers as anybody ever has been, and in the many roles that you covered and did. So congratulations. Well deserved.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate it, and I'm honored to be on such prestigious list. With all the people that really made soccer what it is today.
And we have three coaches that have been inducted. Charlie Sciano, the first one, because, again, he's the all-time best winning percentage of any coach in Lancer history.
If you don't believe, ask him.
The other two coaches, Sal DeRosa, the coach of the NASL champion 1970 Rochester Lancers, and also the 71 team that was even better, I think, than the 70 team, and played two of the longest games in soccer history, and unfortunately lost to the Dallas Tornado. And then Dragan Popovic, not only a legendary Lancers coach, but also he was inducted himself into the brand new Indoor Soccer Hall of Fame as of today, I think it was they made the announcement. So two Hall of Fame announcements for Popovic we had on the show last week. So no qualms or questions about those two guys. I mean,
no, then of course you got Claude Campos, so, you know, won the premier goalie, you know, that ever wore the Lancers jersey.
And he was from Brazil. For those of you, he was the goalie for the 1970 championship team, played, what, five seasons, I believe, for the Lancers.
Exactly. Yeah,
nicknamed the Black Cat because he wore all black, and he had a black beard and black hair.
And I remember that he sustained a major injury. He had to have his cheek reconstructed, and they never stopped him. He came back and he played, and we had a protective thing for him, and he played while he was recovering, believe it or not.
Well, we also two other members of the 1970 team that won the NASL title, the man who bridged the entire Lancer era, Frank O'Doy, and the only man ever to be named NASL MVP twice, Carlos Medinieri. So they are also members of the Wall of Fame for the Lancers.
And then, of course, you got the guy that on the field, he will kick anybody, even his own mother. Once he got on the field, completely different guy. He's a nice man outside of the field, but on the field, he is. You know, he kicks everybody. And that, and I don't mean kicking on purpose. I mean, he just he goes over there to win, and that's Francisco Escos.
The assistant coach of the MASL Rochester Lancers. So Sam, there's another connection between the old and the new Francisco Escos.
Definitely. Definitely. Escos is a great person. Like Joe said, if you go out to lunch with Escos, you got to wear shin guards.
That's for sure.
And three of the members of the later years of the Rochester Lancers, really no surprise to anybody. First one is Pat Erkely. And by the way, Pat is our third guest on the show tonight. But so Pat, of course, in 1978 joined the Lancers as a teenager and was one of the most popular members of the Lancer team, a tremendous forward, and he, of course, has gone on and stayed in soccer his whole life and is deserving of everything that any accolade Pat gets, he certainly deserves.
And of course, the other guy that he and Pat came together to Rochester, Branco Segura, they were a tandem. They came from Toronto, the two of them at the same time. They were both young kids. Pat was like 18 years old, and Branco the same. They came from two different teams, and you know, they made the Rochester Lancers you know, very, very prominent, to say the least, because their playing was very, very, very good.
And Paco Segura, also one of the first inductees into the Indoor Soccer Hall of Fame, the second leading scorer in MISL history behind Steve Jungle, the greatest goal scorer in the history of indoor soccer. And last but certainly not least, we're so happy that he made one last appearance in Rochester, the Lancers' all-time leading scorer, Mike Stojanovic, who has gone on to soccer heaven.
Well, let me tell you, there is so many things that can be said about Mike Stojanovic, but one of the things that it's embedded into my brain and into you know, knowing the guy at the reunion that we had a couple years ago, as we were sitting in front of the hotel, he said, "Joe," he says, "I love Rochester. I love the Lancer. I love, you know, how the fan of Rochester treated him. How well, you know, how well they thought of him. He enjoyed speaking with all the people, and he was actually very, very sick when he came to Rochester, and it was an honor to, you know, to have Mike at the event. But it's also an honor that I got to know this guy, because when he went on the field, he was superb. He always wanted to score. He was impetuous. He was strong. And he was one of those guys that you admire.
Absolutely. Sam, one of the interesting things is over half, I think probably two-thirds of the people on this list also played indoor soccer. So there's certainly a connection there with the old Rochester Lancers, the old MISL, and the new MISL and the new Lancers. So I think it's great to see the connection there. I think it's going to be a big event on the 19th when the people can honor these great gentlemen who have started soccer in Rochester and laid the foundation for the Rhinos and the new Lancers.
Definitely, Andrew. We tried to do it the 12th, but the 12th is a doubleheader with us and the Amherst and the building. We kind of be rushed out of there, and I don't think this is something that needs to be rushed. On the 19th, against Syracuse, Tommy Tanner is an old friend. He'll give us time to extend our pregame ceremony, I'm sure, and anything we do at halftime. And some of those guys also play for the Syracuse Scorpions, which is kind of cool. And so it's going to be a great night, and I hope to see everyone on the 19th celebrating this amazing event.
Sam, thanks so much for letting us break this story. We really appreciate it. And again, we'll have more stuff on the Lancers when news comes out, when you get those players officially announced. I know there's a lot of things in the works right now. You know, give us the information. We'll definitely get it out there for you.
Thank you, guys. Have a great show.
Thanks a lot, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Salvatore, Soccer Sam Fantuzzo, the owner of the Rochester Lancers, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll have Pat Erkely, one of the first inductees into the Wall of Fame. And, of course, with the latest Rhinos news from Pat, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Kooja Kooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatores.com.
If you've ever pulled a tuber before, then you know, inevitably, tubers wipe out. That's why Allstate Boat Insurance doesn't just protect your boat. It protects your tubers, skiers, wakers, or anyone else you tow. Starting as low as $24 a month. From inboards to outboards, personal watercrafts to pontoons. Nobody protects boaters like Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo today at 244-2130. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The 2011 WPS champion, Western New York Flash, would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for taking them in with open arms and embracing women's professional soccer. For a limited time, Flash season tickets for the 2012 season can be purchased at 2011 prices. Contact the Flash at 716-655-PLAY for more information and to be part of the action next year at Salem Stadium. The WPS champion, Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Score big with Salins! Salins is proud to call Western New York home for over 140 years. Our premium quality deli meats and hot dogs are hometown favorites. Score big with your family and friends. Enjoy Salins' delicious real smokehouse ham or Salins' mouth-watering real turkey or chicken breast. Ask for Salins' deli meats at your favorite meat or food store. The taste that beats them all. Salins, official sponsor of the WPS.
Hello, I'm Dr. Frank Grayson of Grayson Chiropractic in Brighton with a message to fans and athletes. At Grayson, our focus is to evaluate, recommend, and treat pain and discomfort caused by strenuous training and competition. Emergencies are seen right away at Grayson, and we accept most insurance plans. When you're in pain and need care, call me, Dr. Frank Grayson, chiropractor, at 271-6080. We work hard to make you feel better.
New Way Auto Parts, your locally owned and operated full-service auto parts store, has serviced Rochester area consumers for over 50 years. New Way stocks a full line of AC Delco and Motorcraft parts, along with Wix filters, Monroe shocks and struts, Walker exhausts, and Timken bearings. Six locations in the Rochester area, including in the city, Irondequoit, Greece, Gates, Henrietta, and Farmington. Go to HahnAuto.com or the Frontier pages for more information, addresses, and phone numbers. That's HAHNAuto.com for New Way Auto Parts.
Soccer is a kick in the grass.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And let's bring on one of the first inductees into the Rochester Lancers Wall of Fame. I guess the second one we've had on our show tonight. First one being Mr. Sirianni himself. Joined now by the president and COO of the Rochester Rhinos, Pat Erkley. Pat's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Get your 2012 season tickets by calling 454-KICK. Pat, thanks for being on the show. Congratulations on being inducted into the Lancers Wall of Fame.
I appreciate it, guys, and congratulations, Joe, as well.
But thank you very much, Pat. I mean, I don't know whether you've been informed of this or not, but here we are. We've been honored again by for our involvement in soccer, and you've been inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Italian American Community Center. You've been inducted in many Hall of Fames. So I'm very, very proud to be your friend. because
I appreciate
only...
that. I guess if you stay around long enough, you get inducted to a lot of Hall of Fame.
Well, it's certainly an honor because the people recognize the contribution that perhaps we have made in the sports that we love.
And it's a humbling experience, and obviously, satisfying. I'm happy to see that people like Charlie, my father-in-law, people that, put a lot of effort and financing into making soccer popular in this area. Obviously, the Rhinos and anybody that's involved in soccer, they were a big reason for that. Dom Pulano, everybody that were on the ownership side. Obviously, on the soccer side, for the players, it was more rewarding because you're at the forefront. But for the owners that are in the back of scenes looking for finances to keep things going on is a more difficult situation.
Well, you see, you've been on both sides of the fence now. I mean, you were a player and then a coach, and now you're a manager, and you know the turmoil of keeping the team abreast and vital. So
and even back then, I think it's kind of funny because we're looking at concerts alternative sources of income. And I remember we had a couple of concerts back there, even with the Lancers, to bring additional funds into the stadium. So, we're doing the same thing now. We've formed an alliance with MLS and with seven of the MLS stadiums, and we're looking forward to bringing some concerts into our stadium.
Interesting. The name of the contact at William Morris Endeavor Entertainment is Rob Beckham. So I think it's pretty appropriate there for an alliance for all the it's called the MLS Alliance to try to bring concerts into the seven MLS parks and now Salem Stadium. So get an 80s concert, Pat. That's what I want. I want a big 80s revival concert with some of the great bands. Maybe even get some of the bands that were played at the old Hollander Stadium back here. I think that would be a big
journey. Go back that far.
Yeah, well, they're still touring. I was thinking more about the Police more than the Journey. But
there you go,
Pat. There was some news that my partner may have found out from you earlier today at the Columbus Day luncheon that was a bit surprising. I didn't expect something so quickly, but I heard there may be a big announcement coming very soon from the Rhino. Is regarding a certain open position.
Yeah, I mean, we wanted to make a decision as quickly as possible because there are a lot of players that are becoming free agents that have played in the league over the past season, and we wanted to have somebody in place because there's obviously an uncertainty from the standpoint of your own players that you had during the season, but then new players that are out there that may want to come to Rochester want to have an understanding of who's at the helm. And so we have made a decision, and we'll be unveiling it this Wednesday.
Okay. Has the official press release gone out yet for the time and all of that and location?
That'll be going out tomorrow. But the
you don't want to give us the initials of the
we're playing in the initials game now, huh?
No, but I can tell you that, we took into account, even with our relationship now with MLS from a standpoint of doing concerts, we wanted to look for somebody that was definitely grassroots-oriented, somebody that had good ties with MLS, and, someone that we could look to the future to bring stability, and somebody that we feel that, given the right opportunity, can be very successful as a coach, a head coach.
Well, let the rumor mill start flying here about who this might be. We won't have to wait very long. This week we'll hear who the new Rhinos coach is, and I'm very excited, Pat. I can't wait to find out who it is, and hopefully I'll be able to be there. I may have some conflicts at work, but
I'll be there.
Joe will be there. He'll hold the fort for us. But Pat, we're running out of time here, but we want to thank you for being on the show and breaking the news about the coach being announced this week, and also about the concert venue. It's going to be very exciting. And again, we're very, very proud of you and what you've accomplished in outdoor soccer, indoor soccer, on the field, on the bench, in the front office. I mean, You've done it all, Pat. I mean, you need to write a book someday.
Who knows? I may. At this point, I don't have any time to do that. So I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And, you know, the time that I do have off, I spend with my family. So.
Well, Pat, thanks again. We appreciate it. We'll see you this week.
I appreciate all the accolades, and I want to congratulate everybody that was inducted. Thank you.
Thanks, Pat. And congratulations.
Thanks, Pat. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Bob D'Angelo at the WYSL Controls. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass and your sports leader, FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WYSL. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. For Joe, I'm Andrew Battisti. Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Top Notch Monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, The Soccer Shack, Salen's Meat Products, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, Faber Homes, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, New Way Auto Parts, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.